these are the words of Rabbi Yehuda Jacobs about the Rosh Hashiva Zatzal.
The question is basically how you came to what was your first impression, when you came here, where you came from, and then you'll describe some of your experiences that are outstanding that gave you the impression of the Rosh Hashiva to you personally.
I think in Telzer Yeshiva, my school, the people that my course was observed thought that a change of yeshivas would be good for me. Deal with the situation over there. Just a bit short, the choice became Lakewood, and I went.
When was that?
This was in the vacation time of Tovshim Yudbeis. I went to the Rosh Yeshiva Zechon Levracha very poorly.
Where was that?
In his house in Borough Park. Very poorly. He said maybe he's in a hurry, maybe he wasn't careful enough in listening. I should come back before this month, at the end of the Bein Hazmanim, I should come back again. So I satisfied him very poorly, of course. But he, all factors considered, he allowed me to come. I was then about 17 and a half. I didn't have to know, figure it out. To the yeshiva of Toshin Yud Bey, which to listen to him. I observed him at the shir. Gave me the, like a good Achron Sefer, good Achronish Sefer, in carrying off piece after piece after piece. You know, you'd be surprised how much there is, let's say, in a Haflor, in a page of Haflor, or in a page of Pnei Yeshua. He just keeps going, right? It goes page after page after page, just keeps going. And statement that he makes is a statement.
There's no chaff.
There was no chaff. There was no hemming and no hawing and no nothing. This was just going on like a machine gun. Like round after round after round after round. It just went through the whole shiur, straight through. That was pretty remarkable. Of course, I couldn't even, at the beginning, I couldn't think of picking this up. Let's say that the average person speaks 200 words a minute. He spoke at least 400 words a minute. You got to get used to listening to something like that. If you want to retain in your mind what is being said here, you have to get used to it. You just concentrate. The rate was so fast. I had the impression all through the years that he said in an hour what other Rosh Hashivas would say perhaps 6 hours, 5 hours maybe. It was so packed. It was so concentrated. It was almost not repetitious at all. It was presumed that you know what this piece of Gemara, this Inyan, is about. We're talking about after you know what it's about. There's no explaining the issues at hand. Those you were supposed to come with finished. Well learned. He once asked me, how about the Mama Klemis? I said, I'll look over the Mama Klemis. I said, don't look over the Mama Klemis, learn them. What he really meant was, you'll never know anything from looking over the Mama Klemis. Learn the Mama Klemis, do your best. Maybe where you finish, maybe Mashiach starts, if not further. It gave, were very real. The shooting also were events. They had like some kind of a brilliant idea. It came across those, like working out the historical veracity of Rava or Abaya. Like it was very real. The Shittoses were very real, not just the brilliant flashes of intelligence. Kippur, that is not what was real to him. Reality to him was what it says in the Torah, that the of the Adashi Reim, he happened in Europe, it was called the Hapa Hazarov, saying over one day he was smoking and learning with the Roshiva Zechonu, and he watched the sunset, from the sunset to the time the stars came out, and you could see B'chush L'Choyre, not like Abin Adnan. So he repeated this. The Roshi said, the Roshiva said to him, from a B'chush, you don't fret about Abin Adnan. The gaggishness of that. Abin Adnan is Abin Adnan. We'll deal with the B'chush. The B'chush, you don't fret about Abin Adnan. But that, these things were secondary to him.
It's very fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
The light goes on.
Rosh Hashanah was real. Yom Kippur is only real. I think. I'm trying to remember something. I used to wonder, how does he withstand the whole world disagrees with him? Like, lives in disagreement with him.
Mm-hmm. He was
definitely real. He knew everything. Seem at all to affect them. He put it at that time, I have to say something else. I asked my friends why he thinks he's unaffected. So he said, because he's a city. A person? Uh-huh. You think he's a person and he's affected by other people. He's a city. Not a person.
Uh-huh. He's beyond that.
He's a whole Bria. He's a whole
so
world.
So do you think he was unique or he represented a whole world like that?
No. That world was the only world.
But no, where he came from, there were people like them besides him.
There were people like that besides him. He was a survivor of that world in whom that world was alive.
Didn't meet anybody else who would have also had that same, that you had experience with, that represented the same
thing. I have never met anyone like that. I've met people whom I understood. I've met to such an extent. It's like you wouldn't that find himself among sheep, how come he's not influenced by the other sheep? That's how this question really was.
A little bit more.
It didn't change at all. Nothing changed. There was like a Bokhu, that's all. Who else was there any Bokhum like not living in Poland, not Germany, not America? Not no place.
But he knew how everything fit into that.
It's not that he was oblivious to what was going on. He knew exactly what was going on. Oh, he had a tremendous grasp of goings-on. I could see that. I could see when he walked through the building, wasn't the same building as the dining hall. So on his walk through the door, that was a couple of feet. But maybe the actual walk with a semicircle was 30 feet, 40 feet. And you could see the Bochum were in various matzovim in the hall, behind, outside of the Besmedesh, filmed together or doing something. From that walk through the hall, he had a very accurate, good grasp on what Bochum were about, what they're doing, what they're up to.
He understood.
You'd think a man like that wouldn't understand what's going on in the mind of an American boy. Mm-hmm. He, from a walk through the hall, that walk was like from the kitchen to the door off this, that, whatever was happening, everybody was at what they were at,
what they're thinking about,
what they're bluffing him. He knew how they're trying to kid him, how they're trying to kid themselves. He knew it all.
Because once he said
when I walk here, this guy's doing this and that guy's doing that and that guy's that. He once said it. He never said it. He never said what he saw. Except once. But I saw it. He sees in one look. He sees what's going on. He was very shocked. Not that he wasn't aware, but the serious parts of reality were unchanged then. Everything that he saw in his own life, and then how it related to the real world. The real world, that's the world of a Bible. The real world.
Yes.
You could, if you put together what he was doing, this is what he said.
How would it take you to get to a point where you could keep a
pace with each try, you grow, 3 years, 2.5 years, pace. They were always learning new masikta, so you have to always get used to the masikta. He didn't start at the start. He started, when he said a shiur, he didn't start the shiur on the presumption that that we all know nothing about what we know until we know, and then we understand. He never started anything like that. It's like saying that would have been like saying when you read a newspaper, you always have to chaza ABC again. You don't chaza ABC when you read a paper. You pick up the paper and read it. You read the paper from where the paper starts. Mm-hmm. Not chazaing ABC. That's how he was. His shia didn't start from not knowing. The shia began from knowing. The mistakes were nothing. They're just optical illusion. They were not in his gills. He knew them. Knew the mistakes. That's why when he said the first shia was saying Yuvomis, his shia concentrated on an issue that the Gemara deals with on Daf Lamed. Even though he's saying a shia for the elements learning the base.
So how did this oil keep know what they
you better learn the monochrome. Don't look him over.
He gave him.
Gave monochrome. Oh. Don't look him over, learn him.
How long would that take you?
Well, not everybody took his advice.
But if you did learn, it would take how much time?
It would take time. You could learn it for any length of time. I just mean that his realness. In retrospect, is really game playing that didn't exist by him. They're playing games. Because you don't know this and because you don't know that, because you don't even therefore it's a chiddush to you. But a chiddush is not because you don't know, to know. When you know when we have to say a chiddush. That's where you start. We young boys they start from not knowing. There's no such thing in that. You start with folly. Start where the issues really are. Saying that like Einstein, when he's expounding on relativity, he speaks out what he's learned in seventh grade, about high school, and about first college, and maybe you've got a bachelor's and a master's, and maybe you got a PhD, maybe this, maybe that. Until he starts talking about his theory, it's ridiculous. Einstein didn't talk like that. In our event, in our things, we don't talk like that. In things that are meaningful to us, we don't speak that way. We start from where the issues are, where it is, where it's at. That's how he deals with everything. A certain tuneness also. With all that smartness, he had a tuneness. A funny thing, he had like tuneness also, in addition. Tuneness, childlike, I would say. Almost childlike, not childish, childlike. Childlike purity. Tuneness, a common. Or the man who knows it all. But it's meanest.
How do you think he became that? From that way, it was born or it was trained?
Everybody is born with good and bad middles, and he had certain very good points, which you could have lost through this persona. Curious, and then self-awareness, you have to stop.
Okay.
There's much too much of a sugya, it's much too big for this.
Okay. Thank you much, Rabbi Jacobs.
There seem to be some basic points in there that they could understand.